Our fourth story takes us to Pakistan. Pakistan's opposition politician, Imran Khan, he is saying that he will lead a march in Islamabad's red zone, which houses key buildings, including that of Parliament. Now, security has already been tightened there. Authorities are saying that they will not allow protesters to enter the fortified zone. They've asked Imran Khan and another protest leader, Tahir al-Qadri, to agree to talk with the government. Press TV's Carmen Youssef has the details from Islamabad.
Their sit-in keeps going on. The leader of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, Imran Khan, and prominent religious cleric Tahir al-Qadri are leading separate protests in the Pakistani capital to seek the ouster of the current Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Monday was an eventful day as party of Imran Khan decided to resign from the parliament as part of its efforts to put pressure on the government to accept its demands. The party will also quit from the provincial assemblies except from Northwest Frontier Province, where it has formed the government.
We want Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who has come into power through rigging, to resign immediately, and an independent election commission be formed, which is with the consensus of all political parties, and an interim government, which is with the consensus of all stakeholders, all political parties, which is acceptable to everyone, and then midterm elections immediately.
As a result of mounting pressure, the chief minister of Pakistan's biggest province, Punjab, and younger brother of Prime Minister, Shehbaz Sharif, has offered to resign to end the political crisis. The government is also seeking to resolve the issue through dialogue.
The government of Pakistan has decided to resolve the political crisis through dialogue. The two committees have been formed to hold negotiations with Imran Khan and Tahir al-Qadri. We are ready to accept their demands if they are within the constitutional framework.
The announcement comes a day after Imran Khan decided to launch a civil disobedience movement against the government.
Political experts believe that in the absence of a negotiated settlement, the standoff will linger on. However, the real test for these protesters and their leadership lies with how long they can sustain this anti-government movement. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.
Let's see how these protests are going. From Islamabad, of course, Kamran Yusuf, whom you just saw in that report, joins us right now. Well, Kamran, where do things stand now? We're looking at, obviously, what Imran Khan has said and al-Qadri. They have both said, along with the protesters, that they're going to march onto this red zone. And they're going to camp out of the Prime Minister's, house and wanting the resignation of the Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. How are things looking at this point?
Well, as we speak, just a few moments ago, the protesters... led by Imran Khan and also prominent religious cleric Tahir al-Qadri, are now heading towards that secure zone that is called a red zone, housing the Prime Minister House, the Supreme Court, the diplomatic missions, and all other key installations. As I speak, I can see the pictures on local television channels. Thousands of protesters are now marching towards that area, and they are just few 100 meters away from that secure zone, and they have already crossed one barricade, removed the containers that security forces have put in place to prevent these protesters. So far, it seems that though the government has earlier taken a tough position that they will not allow any protesters to enter that secure zone, but looking at the pictures that right now that I am watching, it seems that government is not offering any resistance, and they may allow these protesters to gather in front of the Parliament House, because both these leaders, Imran Khan and Tahir al-Qadri, have made it clear that they will not resort to any violence. They will not enter any building. Rather, they will sit outside the Parliament House and register their protest. In the related development, earlier the Army Chief, Pakistan's Army Chief, also met with the Prime Minister, and they have decided to hand over the security of that secure zone or the red zone to the army. So at this point in time, the situation is really tense, and it remains to be seen now how the government deals with this situation.
Well, what about these, some attributing and calling them rumors, actually, of the fact that the army chief is not happy with Nawaz Sharif, and some saying that the army is close to al-Qadri. Is there any truth to this? Is Nawaz Sharif and the army on one page, and they say that's because of the Pervez Musharraf episode, or these are just false rumors that are roaming around?
Well, these are all unconfirmed reports and speculations that have been doing rounds for some time. But a few hours ago, Pakistan's Interior Minister Nisar Ali Khan, who is also a close aide of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, has dismissed all these speculations. And he insisted that army was absolutely not behind, either behind Qadri or Imran Khan. So they have absolutely playing no political role. But we do know that in the past, army did have reservations, particularly regarding the trial of former military ruler General Pervez Musharraf. But obviously, at this point in time, even today, the army chief met with the prime minister. The army chief is also trying to convey a message that they have nothing to do with the ongoing political crisis. They are trying to distance themselves from this crisis. But many political analysts believe that given their history, given their influential role in Pakistan's politics, eventually they will have to come in to broker some kind of a deal. They may not directly intervene or remove the government of Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, but they can influence both the government as well as Qadri and Imran Khan to agree on some kind of understanding to ensure that this situation does not reach from bad to worse.
Very well. Thank you very much for that, Qamar Yusuf there, a correspondent from Islamabad.